Welcome to the Functional Spirituality Podcast. My name is Ava Arani, and I am your host on this show. Today, I would like to present a topic that I hope will be very inspiring for you. The topic today is about cultivating. So if you're familiar with functional spirituality and our three-part method, cultivating is one of the goals that we have for our spiritual practice, our trainings and our techniques, along with healing and awakening. So cultivating is, you know, other cultivating episodes on this podcast would be episodes that talk about manifestation, how to build habits that support you, how to have a morning practice, how to schedule your time better, how to be more intentional towards your goals. And really, it's about building up your experience, your life, your lifestyle, your person, your body in ways that are meaningful for you. So there are so many different ways that you can cultivate yourself. There are so many different things you can cultivate. It really just covers the fact that we come to spiritual practice sometimes because we're interested in developing ourselves in a certain way or creating some kind of outcome for ourselves that doesn't necessarily relate directly to healing, you know, reducing overwhelm and the experience of suffering and increasing our capacity. And it's not about awakening, so it's not about touching into mystical experiences that, reveal our formless essence, that kind of spiritual dimension through awakening techniques. But there may be other things that you are interested in, that you call your spiritual practice, or you do spiritual practice in order to cultivate. So maybe your spiritual practice is about strengthening the body, increasing your creativity, supporting different emotional qualities, or building different skills or strengths. And that's why you do your yoga or your breath work or your meditation or your philosophy study or whatever it is that you call your spiritual practice. So cultivating just covers the fact that we come to spiritual practice sometimes because we feel drawn to something, we feel inspired by something, and not necessarily about healing or awakening. But cultivating is this non-specific category. So, you know, your goals might be healing, nervous system capacity, or your goals might be something about spiritual awakening and the connection to stillness inside. So whatever your goal is, there will be a particular path, particular techniques that will help you to facilitate that goal. Cultivating refers to moving towards a goal that you are interested in. You know, so this is so interesting to me. It's one of my favorite topics. You know, it's like a third of my passion in life. It's something that I really have dedicated myself to, finding a really functional approach, so a really clear way of cultivating, understanding what does it mean to move towards goals really efficiently. How does motivation work? How does goal setting work? You know, what are hacks to that goal setting process? And of course, you know, I've followed a lot of the gurus of goal setting and how to be ambitious and how to, you know, create things and manifest things. Definitely have followed all of that and kind of come out the other side with what I feel is like a refined approach. So discarding a lot of the dogma that comes from manifesting and the kind of like, you know, there's a kind of manifesting manifesto that everyone follows, like keep your vibration super high and visualize it in your mind and act as if it's already here. And, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. One of our most popular podcast episodes series was a 4-part series about manifestation. So look back through maybe August 2023 episodes for a series of episodes called The Universe Does Not Have Your Back, which is kind of like an answer to that kind of, it's just like these cultural parameters that are agreed to through our new age culture that kind of sound good and everyone else is saying it, so that must be the way. But I really like to try the way people are explaining things and then break it down and kind of start from zero. What actually works? What can we discard? And through that, be more efficient with our energy and have more of a direct approach. When it comes to cultivating, like I said, it's something I'm so interested in. What I think is really the root of a cultivating practice, of a goal-setting practice, of a practice where you're building your experience and cultivating your experience, you're cultivating your environment, your conditions, your habits, your lifestyle, right? Like all that contributes to your experience. The root of it is discerning your intentions. Annette and I just had a really awesome chat about this. You'll be hearing from us in a couple of weeks on a very special podcast together. We speak about self-care and how to kind of infuse self-care into our lifestyle so it's not a discipline and it's not relying on motivation where energy can, you know, wax and wane, but becomes more a habit and a lifestyle. And the root of all of this really is discerning your intentions. You've heard me speak a lot about how because of the speediness of our culture, because of the paradigm of our culture, there's an inherent imbalance towards the yang, towards survival, towards productivity, towards that activity mode of our being rather than the rest and regeneration mode of our being. There's an imbalance towards activity. There's a yearning and a need for rest and depth. And there's a kind of overemphasis on the surface and speed, right? So that you can either be really quick or you can be really deliberate, right? Like it takes time to consider things, to discern things, to let things kind of percolate in your being. And to move into the deeper layers and levels of our person and of our nervous system. So you've heard me speak before a lot about this. You know, this is the kind of foundation of functional spirituality, is living from a deeper and more intentional place inside of ourselves. And you may have also heard me speak about how, you know, there are different levels and layers and thoughts and beliefs that coexist inside of us. There is that surface layer of our conscious mind that is our quickest layer, our last layer evolutionarily to have developed, and is the most kind of primed and tuned in for survival. You know, it's like maybe one of our, I could say it's one of our yangest constructs. It's our quickest thinking capacity and mechanism of our nervous system. And so it's very quick, it's reactive, it's designed for survival, to help us survive even better, to react even quicker to threats. Because our environment is no longer about life-threatening danger, this overactive and overemphasized part of our mind is, you know, kind of mismatched to what we actually need. Now we need to be a little bit more discerning, a little bit more intentional, a little bit more deliberate, because we're in an environment that is kind of conditioned for survival. We can see the imbalance and the toxicity that comes from reacting too quickly all the time. It would be very functional and appropriate if we had our lives being threatened, but because we don't, it's not as functional. We tend to believe that whatever that surface layer of the mind is saying that we think and feel about our lives is what we think and feel about our lives. It is possible. In fact, it is quite likely that our thinking mind will tell us what we think, what we need, what we believe, what we want, and it actually not be true for 90% of our system. For 10% of our system, that's what our mind is saying. It's making the best guess. However, there are deeper levels that can think different things. You know, for example, I want the cake and I don't want the cake. We can have multiple needs, feelings, beliefs, desires inside of our system at any time. And there are deeper levels that we fail to come into contact with that are actually more important, because they are the ones that drive our behaviors and our emotions and the deeper parts of our mind. You know, functional spirituality is so much about moving from the surface of our experience to those deeper layers. When it comes to goal setting and when it comes to building our experience, you know, building a life that we love, building a habit, a schedule, a job, the relationships, the body, the mind, you know, building all these levels of our life. When it comes to building our experience, it's important to be connected to those deeper layers. It's so, so important. We're talking about the person here. So in awakening, it's not as relevant to be connected to the deeper layers of your person. In fact, it's not at all relevant. It's about ignoring the person. Cultivating and healing are about the person. So, you know, one of the biggest obstacles to manifesting and building your life and your experience could possibly be self-worth. Not believing enough that you are worthy of taking that time to connect to yourself and listen to yourself. Listen to your layers. Feel what you need. Feel what your system is yearning for, rather than what your mind is telling you that your system is yearning for. This is one of the biggest obstacles and mistakes to our healing, to anything to do with our person, our healing or our cultivating practice, is to just believe that surface of the mind, believe it's a sign. Well, my mind wouldn't say it if it wasn't true, or if there must be something there because my mind says it. Your mind can throw all manner of BS into your thoughts. If you've ever done a meditation practice or a meditation retreat, you will know that for sure. The mind will literally just throw, it's like spewing up material and content that it has been exposed to. Like one of the big ones that I used to get in really long meditation retreats was just like cartoons, just cartoon material. Yeah, it's wild. Our mind can really cycle through a lot of random material, and we don't want to just be believing that it's important. You really want to be more slow, intentional with your needs and your goals that you have. When you're thinking about what you really want and you're trying to cultivate this life or a goal in your life that is meaningful for you, you're not just thinking about what you want. Your reflection about your goals also includes all the steps that you have to take along the way and everything you need to be along the way. Otherwise, it's not even a half-assed goal. It's like a quarter or fifth-assed goal if you're not considering the process. Right? Like just to have a goal, oh, I want to lose weight, or oh, I want to be a painter, oh, I want to learn French. These are ideas, right? They're not goals. They're not ambitions. They're not, you know, embodied. You really, your steps of what you want need to include, like, so for example, having a cultivating process once a week at least, you know, maybe you have bigger ones once a quarter that are about like the year or your quarter or your business or your, you know, what's going on for you in the next 12 months. But every week, what are you cultivating? Keeping your eye on the prize. What is most important for you? What does your dream life look like? What are the steps that it takes to get there? Having a kind of journaling process, having a dreaming and visioning process. I think it's part three of the manifestation series that I really kind of go into, you know, how to vision and dream. But it's all of these same ideas that whatever your goal is, whether it's spiritual or healing or a skill or professional or your relationships, your physical body, maybe it's deconditioning, maybe it's awakening, whatever your goal is, every goal is going to have its own formula, its own steps. And, you know, the kind of format for this process is that you need to discern that desire first. Like, what is the goal? Maybe it is learn French. You have to let that goal, you know, grow legs and arms. What are the steps that you need to take, including what information do you need to accumulate and what activities do you need to do in practice? What actions, what information? And then you need to engage with the actions and information required to gain mastery, achieve this goal. And all along the way, you need to be reiterating, what's my desire? Is it still there? As you engage with the process, is the goal changing? Is the desire still there? Has something else become more important? We're so likely to lock our gaze on a goal and just, you know, kind of throw spaghetti at the wall. And then other things are coming up in our life that really need our attention. And we're bypassing them for this goal. And the reason is because it's my goal. Goals need to be alive. Everything in our life, our boundaries, our goals, like everything needs to be alive. Everything is a process. It's life. It's evolving. If a goal that you have is to cultivate discipline in a certain area, then the parameters will be different. They will be not wavering, not flowing. They won't be about rechecking. They might be about locking in. Maybe you'll check further on, is my goal still, is my deep need still to cultivate discipline in this area, regardless if the practice is serving me? So whatever goal you have, the priority is really discerning your intentions. I was sharing with Anae that my most consistent self-care practice has been intention revealing. It's something I do every single night. I'm almost like addicted to it, like a habit where I just have to. I have to see how I feel and what I need and what my desires are for this day and for tomorrow, you know, with a list of self-care practices and, you know, every once in a while having a deeper reflection, like what do I really want? And it doesn't just change all the time. What I really want, like at the moment, what I really want is to build strength in my physical body. Obviously having like a baby that's growing that I need to lift up. I want to stay ahead of the strength that's required for that activity. And I also have a desire and a goal for having more formal spiritual practice, something that I really love. And it's just a bit of a goal of mine at the moment. So I've got that more informal spiritual practice, the, you know, 10, 15 minutes, couple times a day doing, you know, a stretch with Jasmine around, but I want that more dedicated time is what I'm craving. And that's been that way for, I'd say, at least 10 months. So, you know, day to day, I might want different activities and my energy is changing. My schedule is changing. My kind of need is changing, but those goals feel pretty strong for me. And I'm flowing with them and checking in. That's one of the ways that it's becoming a habit for me. It's staying top of mind. I'm letting my awareness know that it's important to me. So I'll just recap that about this episode. So cultivating is about building your dream experience in whatever way and areas are important to you. It's so important not to just live on the surface of our mind when we're thinking about our goals, which we're so likely to do. If someone says, why are you on this retreat? Or what's important for you now in your spiritual practice? You'll just say something, right? And in conversation, it's not likely that you're going to take a deep pause. You might not be one of those people. You might be that actually takes like pauses with their eyes closed when they're talking to you, takes a deep breath. It can be hard to do that in conversation, but it is your responsibility in those quieter moments. There's nothing I take more pleasure in than digging in and feeling like, what am I cultivating? What am I passionate about? What am I excited about? That's so exciting for me and so nourishing for me to get clear on what I'm excited about, dream about that outcome, plan steps of how to get there, including the information and the action that's required, and then to come back to it again and again, just reinforcing that vision, that manifestation. So I hope this has been helpful. I strongly encourage you to take action from this podcast, to have a little intention revealing process, to do desire mapping, you know, do a whole free list of the desires, everything that you want in your life right now, and start to pick out a few of them that really kind of pop out as being important. These kinds of exercises are really helpful and support us in our intention revealing process. Intention revealing is a skill that we can get better and better at the more we do these little practices and exercises. So yeah, I really hope that you will do an intention revealing, a desire mapping practice in the next couple of days. As always, we're very open to your feedback and to hear how you're going with the episodes and the activities. So be in touch, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to the Functional Spirituality Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe by pressing the plus button on iTunes or the following button on Spotify. This is going to ensure that this resource is available and top of mind when you most need it. So please subscribe now.